So can you tell us then what you do in your job, and actually what's your job title?
I'm European Projects Coordinator for the college, and
Okay.
I've been doing that for 10 years now.
Okay, so what does that involve?
It's basically my role is to look at ways of bringing Europe to learners across college and to teachers as well. And I do that through a range of different projects. The main project that I work with is something called Leonardo da Vinci,
Right.
and that's about enhancing people's employability skills. So it gives students the chance to have a work placement period in another country to update their
Okay.
vocational skills.
So students from this college go to another
Yeah.
country.
And we also send teachers through that as well, and they can have some time to look at how education works in a different country. Before I did this job,
Right.
I came from a very small village in North Yorkshire,
Right.
where we didn't see any different people from different countries
Right.
very much. So
Right.
this has been a huge learning curve for me, but
Right.
I think it enriches people's lives, it promotes understanding,
Right.
tolerance, and it's
Right.
just a really good thing
Right.
to be able to give to people.
So obviously, people often talk about being part of Europe in terms of being part of the EU. Do you have any views, if you like, about the EU? What's good, what's bad about being part of that? Just on a personal level.
Well, on a personal level, obviously, I'm very
Right.
pro-Europe. I think it's fantastic that we have this opportunity to link with so many countries in so many different ways, not just in education. And it's a way of working together to make life better for European citizens.
Right.
I don't think there are any, I personally don't think there are any bad things. I think quite often there is a perception in this country that Europe is something to be scared of,
Right.
but I think it's a good thing, and I
Right.
really think that we should also have the euro because it would make my life so much
Right, okay.
easier.
Yes, because the complexities of getting money changed
Yeah,
quickly.
I think sometimes in the
Right.
UK, because maybe we're an island, we're quite insular, and I think we need a lot more education about Europe in the UK so that people understand it more and they're not so scared of it.
Right, and appreciate it. Well, okay. So then, as our European expert, can I ask you some quiz questions about Europe and the European
Okay.
Union? Okay. So can you tell us then, when was the European Union founded?
It was founded in 1957.
And it has a flag, doesn't it? What's on the flag?
The flag is it's a blue flag and it's got 12 gold stars on it.
Okay, right. And now, do you know what those stars represent?
Well, I always used to think that it was because there were 12 countries initially when the flag was founded, but
Right.
it's actually about unity, that 12 is a number that signifies like 12 hours and 12 months. It has like a kind of unity.
Right,
So
okay.
the
So it's
flag,
like a special number.
yeah, it's a
Right.
special number
Right.
symbolizing unity.
Okay, thank you. That's interesting. What about Europe Day? Do you know anything about Europe Day?
Yes, it takes place every year in May on the 9th of May.
Right, okay. What is it? What is it?
It's just a way of celebrating being part of Europe. So I know
Right.
that there are many events in different sectors
Okay.
across Europe
Right.
that they have.
Have you ever been involved in any of those or come across any?
We try as much as
Right.
possible to have a European week every
All right.
year.
Many countries were part of the EU in 2006?
25.
Right. So, and what about when it was founded? Do you know
I think there was six initially, and
how many?
then
Right.
other people joined at various stages
Right.
throughout. But
Right.
there are also associated European countries,
Right.
like Norway and Malta, that aren't part of the European Union, but they're
Right.
associated.
Right. There's a motto, a European motto. Do you know what that is?
Yes, it's United in Diversity.
Okay, can you explain maybe what you think that might mean?
Well, I think it means that from my own personal point of view, when I've travelled around, I've found that we're all very different, but we're all really similar as well. There are so many things that
that bring us together.
Yes, yeah. And there are so many times that I travel and I talk to people, and yes, they have different ways of doing things, but they still have the same issues that we do. And I think it's the European Union is a way of working together to work together to make sure that we know that we're different, but there are things that we could do together to make it better.
Fascinating, thank you. You mentioned the Grundtvig project that you've been involved with, and you said that the sort of theme for that was about belonging in different countries. Have you come across how at all how in other countries people acquire citizenship? Is that something that you've
not so much that I think they do it differently than we do. I think maybe we're a bit further ahead in ways of welcoming people to our country.
Okay.
And I think that other countries maybe have a lot to learn from us.
Well, can you explain a bit about that?
Well, it's just, for example, in Sweden, I've noticed that they tend to keep their newcomers to the country quite separate, whereas I think it's important to integrate them really into society, because that's how you become a citizen.
Right. Okay. So. Interesting. Thank you, Joy, about your job, which maybe you've touched on.
Meeting people. Yeah, it's fantastic. You can meet people through work who then become friends for life. Yeah. And I have so many friends now in so many different countries, and it's just fantastic. I love it.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.